Just let us know if you don't if you didn't hear. So the Gemara says on Yud Aleph Beis as follows. So the Gemara very much specified a specific type of case that you were taking a piece of meat or whatever you were trying to asr in a neder, and you were being matfisit with basar zivchei shlamim in the situation of achar zrikas damim, after there was already a zrika, mahu. So the Gemara has a suffix. Idikamer b'hadein lishne b'hetera kamatvis. If he's just saying it with just this lashon, so then what's the shaila? Like again, the machis baser zivchei shlamim, u'machis dehetera gabet. He has this piece of baser shlamim in front of him, and he has, meaning the Gemara didn't, I assume, I jumped ahead. The Gemara didn't know that it was talking about hatvasa right away. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a situation where you had basar zivchei shlamim, and you have a piece of basar dika heteira, and you say, va'amar zekezeh, and you're matvis this with this. So the Gemara says, my, the Savit Gemara says, my, be karuka matvis, o beheteira matvis. So the Gemara wants to know, when you look at this basar zivchei shlamim, so when I'm being matvis in it, when I'm trying to extrapolate the kedusha from it and now transferring it onto this mutter item that I'm now trying to aser, so am I referring to the original status of this basar shlamim? Or am I referring to the matzav, the current matzav that it's in after zrikas dam? That's the Gemara Safik. How do you look at it? So Gemara says, and the Gemara wants to bring a rai. Amar Rava Tashma, Noiser Upigol, Va Noiser. The Gemara brings a rai that the Mishnah talks about being matzvis ben noiser upigol, or noiser upigol laachar zrikas damim. But noiser upigol always exists after zrikas damim. So you have a raya to our suffix. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. Amar le Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nosson ben noiser shel oila. It's talking about noiser shel oila and not necessarily talking about basar shlamim. That would be mutter. That would be mutter right now. So the Gemara says, Amar leim came listening to basar oila. Let me buy a kamar. The Gemara said, "Let me buy a baser. Oila the aser, the hab carbon kamatvis. Nicer pickle the oila itzrich the sakat the chaminda. Itzer nicer ke itzer pickle. Bahavle kamatvis of davar aser below mitzer kamashal." So there's an added chiddush that it's specific that talking about specifically baser nicer of oila. Good. So let's go back to the suffik of the Gemara. So the Gemara is suffik. The Gemara wants to know areya like a baser zivchei shlam. So let's just backtrack for a second. So the Gemara specified that it's la'achar zrikas dam. So the lumdus of the Gemara is that koidim zrikas dam is pashit. Not only is it pashit, that's the only tzad that you're going to have a davar another over here. Koidim zrikas dam. So we have to stop ourselves right now. What's the din of basar shlamim koidim zrikas dam? Is it asr or is it mutter? So the Gemara is clearly assuming it's asr. But the emes is, Rabbi say, if we remember back to, I don't know, the Chabura 3 weeks ago, whatever it is, right? This was not so pashut. We actually had a taisus, famous taisus, on Daf Yudim and Aleph, right? That we discussed from the Gemara Daf Yud, whether or not Basar Shlomim, is there an Isra Hana? Is there an Isra Hana by Kodshim Kalim? Right? The din is there's no Mi'ila when it comes to Kodshim Kalim. So the shaila is there in Israel? No. So we brought a right. It's Taisus in Nedarim, Daf Yud, a famous Taisus. Taisus in Nedarim, Daf Yud, makes the Chiddush, and he says that there must be an Israel, because otherwise, how do you understand the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches, that says, Taka b'shefer shel shlamim, lo yatza? The assumption of the Gemara is obviously that you violated an Isidore, right? So that you're not going to be Yaitse. So that was the whole Taisus. So Taisus says, Zetman Fendah, you see that even though it's not necessarily going to be classic Me'ilah, but just because something doesn't have Me'ilah doesn't mean that there's no Isra Ano. What is the Isra Ano is still not clear. We said the Shetubah Kuvetza says maybe it's Bal Yachel, whatever it is, but there's some overriding Isra that comes to Kodshim Kal, right? But the Neid Yehuda says there's no Raya. Neid Yehuda says maybe that whole Sugi in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches was referring to an Aveir Derabbanan, and that was what we discussed, Zera Derabba, maybe you could say that a person is not going to be yotze the mitzvah. Maybe the Reb Kiva Eiger, the Gans, you know, all the whole season of Yom Tovim was all that issue of how do you learn that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches. What's the so? But the problem is, Rabbosai, this Gemara is a bam raya. This Gemara, the whole premise of this Gemara is a raya. It's a tesis. Had kedei kach, Rabbosai, I want to ask a different question. Why didn't Tesis bring a raya from this Gemara? Why did the Tesis have to bring a raya? What, just because we were giving chabura during the Yom Tovim season, so it made it more geshmak? Yeah, it's not a teretz for Tesis. Why did Tesis bring the raya not from here? And to make matters stronger, that's not such a unbelievable kash, but to make matters stronger, if you remember, we had a Rashi Menachos. Rashi Menachos held that it was only Asur Midrabbanan. Hitaka disagreed with Tosfos. He held that Kodshe Kalim Ein by a Misr Meila, and it's Ein Nenin. When the Gemara says Ein Nenin, Rashi writes there Menachos Midrabbanan. Loi Nenin v'loi Molin means Midrabbanan. You're not allowed to be Nenin from it. So you're not allowed to be Nenin from it. So what's Bechalal Sufik of the Gemara? What's bechlal the beer in our Gemara? The Gemara has a kasha. What's the din when you have a matzav of zivchei shlomim la'achar zrikas dam that now it becomes mutter dikamit? Mashmos of the Gemara is that if you say meikaru kon matvis, so then mamish it's going to be usher. You're matvis in a davar another and an isidar aisa. Over here, according to Rashi, at best it's just an isidar abonim. So what's going on in this Gemara? So elamai, there is an isir that even Rashi has to agree to. It's not an isir anah. But it's an isra achil, right? The din is that you're not the right. The halacha is you're not allowed to eat kodshim before srikas tamim. So the chayyur you're going to have to learn the gemara's kasha. Lefi Rashi again, it's all totally on that lumdus. What the din is by kodshim kal, it comes up again and again. But according to Tosfos reads our gemara like a char. According to Rashi, you're going to have to assume that the davar another in our gemara is referring to the isra achila. Not the Isra no. And why is it also to eat kachim koydim zrikas domim? Not because of a new Isser, but because of my neder. Because that's considered a davar another. And it's the Isra achilo koydim zrikas domim that now we're going to be matvis on in this Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara is very shver. That's l'chayra, the only way. That machlaikas, Rashi and Tosfos, by all kachim kalim, l'chayra should be a machlaikas how to read our Gemara. So that's just to point out, just legabe understanding the tutzdan of the suffix. The Ran over here points out that he doesn't understand why, even on the tzad, that it's mutter and it's not the ikoro kamatfis, but there still is a residual iser by every karbon. Frak the Ran, there are dinim when it comes to karbonos. Din number one, it's aser to a tame, and din number right, a tame can't eat kachim kalim. You have to be tahor. And din number two is that every kachim kalim, the shlomim, there's a chiyuv to give the chaz of a sheikh to the kayanim. So why don't you say even if you don't hold bei kara kamatvis frektaran, even if you hold b'dehashta kamatvis, but I'm being matvis in a davar another of these isurim of either chaz of a sheikh or the fact that there's an isur on a tame. That's the Ran's kasha. So the Ran says a moyridik alumdis. It's just unbelievable because you mamish like learn about these isurim and like you could hear like a Rosh Yeshiva clearing these chakiris. What's the nature of the isur? You know, chaz of a sheik and you know who, that's what they say. Like the Ran in the Dharm is like mamish like a Rosh Yeshiva is on his like that's the Ran. Elamai zok the Ran mikoyach this kasha zok the Ran. We got the isur wrong. Udli didiloi kasha. Two lines on the bottom. If it was machmas adover on other machmas is neder, so then what? So then it should be also like to everyone, like his neder. Ela de labasar zrikas domim. What's the lumdus of these isurim labasar zrikas domim? Pokale nidra. The isur that I was misnadev, the isur that I created, the dover on other is taka gone. So what happens? Unbelievable. Every carbon, l'achar zrikas damim, goes like this. Poof! The entire Yisurim are gone, and now there's a new Iser called Chayz of a Shaykh, and there's a new Iser called the Iser on Tmei. Because my Iser has to be equivalent to everyone. There's no difference. That's what Nidrei Hekdesh is. Bisur the tmeim of the chazal v'shaik lazarim labishum idruhu the hochi also l'kol. The litmus test is it should have been also to everyone. Ela yisuru the ramer rachmona ale. It's a new chiddush din after zrikas damim that the Torah asers. Mamish an unbelievable lomdus. Behind new time and nami the matzvus v'trumos lachmei toida. Okay, then the Ran gives more examples that the Gemara is going to get to later on. So the Ran, Mikoyach Liskasha, the fact that there is residual Yisurim, says the Ran, it's not truth. They're not residual Yisurim. The way I phrased it was that taka wrong, according to the Ran. It's not residual. It's not like you have this chakira when it comes to a balmum. When you have a bechor balmum or kachim that become, so there's an Isser Gizav Avoida. So Tosis has a machloikes. Is the Isser Gizav Avoida a new Iser on a balmum? Or is it machmas, that original Kedusha that existed was a residual Kedusha? So the Ran is clearing that chakira by every case of kachim kalim when you're now going to be limited that you're not going to be able to give it to a tummy and you're not going to be able to give it to the chaz of a shoik to non-kohan. So that's not considered a residual iser, but rather it's considered a new iser. So mele the kushir meikar alessas up the ran, it's not a davar another, and that's why the assumption of the Gemara was that it would be totally mutter and it's beheter kamatis. You look at the Rashba says something entirely differently. And it's mamish, it's mind-boggling. The Rashba says the same exact kash. Vim timer im timtz alamer de veter kamatzvis kolamer shiye gzek zet the nachas kamei akati litzer the also l'tmeim machmas nidro. It's still also for tmeim the kash of the Ran. Yishloimer no, we got it wrong. The ihu mishra shari, the istalik le nidre, kaven the bishas nidro nasa lakol. So he brings the same raya. The Rashba says. Shas neder, everyone was usher. Now, not everyone is usher. So what happens? So the Ran says, oh, so what that means is that you're not the usher, but rather the Torah shafts an usher onto the korban, right? Instead of you being the usher, the Torah is shafting the usher. So the Rashba, no, that's not what's happening. Ishlomer, the iu mishra shari, the istalik le nidre, there's no usher on the chefts of the korban at all. Kaven the b'shas nidro neser l'kol v'hashtahut l'kohanim l'zarim. Hide the osur l'tmeim, hainu mishum iser tuma. Listen to this: the rochiv akatve de gavra. This is an iser gavra for the tummy. This has no shaychus to the carbon. There's no chetzer shal iser over here. There's nothing to be matvis with. Lekapi the iser of the tummy. This is a guy whose tummy who has now an impediment to eat kachim. Ukshiyitar zok the Rashba, and when he's going to become tar. La erev nistalika iser v'chazer gavra le'etero. And the litmus test is the rayishabo is that what? The second he's going to go through tara, it's going to be mutter. The same exact piece of meat is going to be mutter. So elamai zevun fendo, you see that the iser was never klape the item. So whereas the Ran is saying that must be that it's a different lumdis in the iser, but fundamentally, both isurim are exiting from the chepta shel basar, from the kodshim. They're kodshim dike isurim. According to the Rashba, no, the Rashba is saying, no, you misunderstood the whole isur of a tamei eating kodshim. It's not even an isur clapping the chepta. It's not even something that's shayachat basar. It's an isur gavar and gansin, and therefore it was never something that lends itself to isurim. How does he get rid of the kasha from chaz of a shoik? So on that, the Rashba says that that's also not a kasha. In time of old, Valai kachaz of shoyk shalso lazar machmas nidro. Yishlemer sheino machmas nidro. Shariyotz mitaras neder kevin shach shenesa machmas nidro lechol uter el shenesa lazar machmas hataras zochsoy son lekahanim. It becomes mum and koyin, and mum and koyin means it's not yours anymore. It's like chalas aron ukutrus maso. So therefore, that's not going to be a kasha. So it's unbelievable. So we're coming it out. Machleik is the Ran and the Rashba, and our sugya is how to relate to the iser. Of a tummy eating kachim, would that be machmas the chefta shel kedusha, a residual chefta shel kedusha, or a non-residual according to the Ran, but rather a new oser, but still emanating out of the chefta of the kachim? Whereas according to the Rashba, no, there is actually no kedusha that remains at all on this item, and that's why, and the iser is just klape the individual, and the kasha that we're asking is not even an kasha that gets off the ground according to the Rashba. Good. There is a Karanoira. The Karanoira raises a question. So why didn't the Gemara, I think in the footnotes, I saw this in the footnotes over here in the Rashba. Taranoi raises the kasha, and why did the Gemara raise the same kasha when it comes to chatas and asham, not shlamim? That when it comes to chatas and asham, so you also have a similar kasha to the chaz of shaik, to the rishonim over here, that just certain people, kohanim, are allowed to eat the kachim, and not other people. So. Why the Gemara asks only bishlamim? Because it's going to be mutter for some people, and it's going to be usher for other people. If it's not us, okay, fine. So this he wants to be titled these two terutzim legabe the legabe how you're going to deal with Isser Zarim would depend on this shaila of the Karanar. Fine. So it's a very important nekudos that are coming out to these fundamental Isurim and Yesodos Lagabi Kochim that are coming out of the Safik of the Gemara. There is just, before I get to this, there's one other Nakuda over here that is a very important Nakuda. One second. I'm sorry. Oh, Frek the Rush as follows, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara's suffix was zvicha shlamim, a kachim of shlamim, la'acher zvicha sadam. Right? So we discussed koidim zvicha sadam, but Frek the Rush, v'yachal gav de kama, do kol kama delay mikdari imurim lo mishri basar v'achila. Frek the Rush, what do you mean? There's not a heter over here. The Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to eat the basar hakarbon until HaKadosh Baruch Hu eats his chelik. So you have akhtaris emurim. Until you're makhtar the emurim of a karbon, zrikas adam is not the end of the story. You still have to do akhtaris emurim. You still have to burn the fats on the mizbeach. So frek the Rush, why did the Gemara stop its suffix at this stage of la'achar zrikas adam and mashma, that then it becomes Basar Hetera, and then there wouldn't be Shayach Haneder? It's not true. There's still a Shayach Haneser. Achar Zrikas Adam, Koidim Akdar Seymur. So the Gemara says, Le Psiko Le Lamimer La Achar Akdar Seymurim. This is a very important Yisoid. The Rush brings up over here, the din of Akdar Seymurim is Ma'akev, is only if the Amorim exist. Gemara says if the Imurim are nitmes, or the Imurim are lost, so then it's not going to be ma'akev in the Achilas HaKarbon. So Zok the Rush, that's the answer to this kasha also. It wouldn't have applied in all different cases. It wouldn't have been a clear-cut statement to say, Basar Zivche Shlamin La'achar Akhtaris Imurim. Why? Kedamrinim Epsachim. Because the din is, Hakdar Seymurim only is ma'akiv v'achila, only creates an Isser v'achila, if what? If they're around. But if they're not around, so then they're not ma'akiv. So Memela, the Gemara, would have had to, you know, get into, you know, different cheshbonos. Are there Hakdar Seymurim or not? So it wasn't as clear cut. But Zrikas Adam is something that's always going to apply, so therefore the Gemara chose that. But it's mashma from the Rush that fundamentally, Akhtaris Emurim would also be the Surah Kamatfis and would be Shayach if you had a case of where there would be Akhtaris Emurim. So that's an interesting idea that the Rush is suggesting. One could say the following. Vahat Raya, the Briskarov has a Schakira. What's the nature of the din that a person is not allowed to eat? First of all, let me ask the first question. Michas Chinuch has a suffix. That din that a person is not allowed to eat before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his version. And Chaschinach says that we don't only find in the Gemara that that applies to Kohanim. The Gemara over here is talking about even the chelek of the Bailam. How do you know that that din also applies to the Bailam as well? That's just a question that the Minchas Chinuch is raising, and maybe it's not necessarily a full-fledged Isser that applies to everyone. So if Yisrael has his chelek, maybe that's mutter. It's only for the Kohanim that it's going to be until HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his chelek. But what would be a reason why you would say that, or even suggest such a possibility, and why a person would distinguish between the chelek of Kohanim and the chelek of Bailam? And what is the reason, really, based on this din of that the emurim are only ma'akiv if the emurim are around, or if the emurim aren't around, so then there's no din. It's not like a clear cut isser that it's always going to apply in every situation. So it could be the answer is because it's just a seder in the avodah. Meaning it's just the Gemara tells us that the kohanim's achila is mechaper the bailam. That's part and parcel of the hakrovas hakarban. That kohanim oichlimu bailam miskaprim. That's the lashon of the Gemara. That's part of the Seder Advarim. So the Seder Advarim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get his piece before anyone else gets their piece, before the kohanim gets their piece in their Seder of the avodah and the kaporah. It's appropriate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get his chelek. But it's not a real bona fide Isser. It's just a Seder Advarim. If it's just a Seder Advarim, so the Memela, one could argue that it's not even Be'isura Kamatvis. It's not even a real bona fide Isser that maybe you could argue that maybe it wouldn't even be Shaykh. And the Gemara meant specifically something that's actually being Matir, the Karbonos, that at that point in time it was Taka Usser. And before this Rikas Damim, there was an Isser that was riding either the Isser of Achilas Karbon, according to Rashi Menachos, and according to Taisis in the Darm, Daf Yoda would be the Isser, even the Isser Anah, that exists. Existed at that point in time, but the Isra Achila Koidim, that's a din kadima. That's not a real Isra that's riding on this carbon. But clearly, the Rush held not like that. The Rush over here in our daf is saying that no, the Isra of Achila Koidim Hakdar Seimur before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets his chelik is takin Isra, and I would have actually even compared this to a classic davar Usser for a neder. Yeah.
So I was just thinking. So I was going to say, I mean, the Rush right before this question, right, he brings in the Pasuk. And it's the same Pasuk that the Ron brings in also when he talks about the Hezek. Right, but Dam is in Batata Yishafeh, Babasar Tovel. Right? The Ron sticks in specifically, says, Behadar, Babasar Tovel. Almost telling you, it's like, it almost makes me wonder, is the Ron Daf arguing on the Rush in a certain sense? He's saying that, like, again, I was going to ask, where does this Halakim come from? So, I absolutely don't know. Is it based on possibly? Because it sounds like the order of the sukkah is you do this, the three custom, and then it's mutter to eat, or I don't know, whatever it is.
Right.
So it could be the rabbi throwing in the mother's kind of like immediately afterwards. Now, again, it might be this tangential issue, but maybe like the rabbi was just saying, it's like this, that's more of a side
pump
and not directly.
Right.
It's a little bit reading into the rabbi.
Right.
He quotes the same concept the rabbi does, but he's
right.
Bothered by the question.
Right.
And he doesn't have to state it, but like the rabbi.
Right. Right. Right.
Wonder maybe he's
I hear.
Taking out this
now. Right. I hear. Right.
You don't have to say that. I'm just suggesting.
Right, but I. Right. Okay. Yeah, so either way, Lamaisa, from the Rush, L'chora, it's clear that he's learning that it's that it would be right. Something that it would be something that it, that would create the Isser. Okay. Fine. What is the suffix of the Gemara? What is the suffix of the Gemara? What's the Gemara clearing? Why should I go Beikara, and why should I not say be Matis right now? So, the Pashup shot in the Gemara is that we have a Shaila, what the Kavana of this person is. On the one hand, he's pointing to something that happens to be mutter right now. But on the other hand, he's also trying to make a neder. So, l'chora, he's going to be trying to do something effective. Okay, and this is the whole shaila. Why don't you say, safik nedarim l'hachmir, this kasha that we spoke about in the past. You know, we don't know in terms of his lashon right now, whether or not this is a good lashon for a neder. So that's one option, is just saying, Pasha, just we don't know when a person approaches a a carbon that now totally transformed, you know, is he referring to the effective part of the carbon, or is he referring to now what he's pointing to, what is he pointing to right now? If you look at Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim has a little bit of more of a lumdish suffix, and this is classic Reb Chaim. Classic Reb Chaim / Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan has like this in a few different sugyas. But it really works. Reb Elchanan speaks like this, Lagabe, the sugya in Eishem Mishim Chitzav, and the sugya of Shiba Nechasim. There's the Sibas HaIsir, and then there's the Isir itself. So, a lot of times in Halacha, the Halacha is going to follow, even if the din, or even if the item might not necessarily exist in full force at that time, but as long as the Siba of the din is around, so that would be enough to create this Halacha. So Reb Chaim says that's also the suffix of the Gemara over here. When a person is matvis on Zivchei Shlomim, so Al-Achar Zrikas Karbon, so is he referring to the Siba of this Kedusha that was being created? Or is he referring to, like B'Heterka Matvis, in actuality, what he's pointing to is just being matvisit like this is right now. So therefore, Reb Chaim says the Gemara had a Shaila. It wasn't going back in time, but it was speaking about what created this to be a Zevach Shlomim, which was that original Neder, which is the Siba to create this Halacha, and therefore that would exist. It's interesting. If you look at the Lashon Reb Chaim says that the reason why is because there are certain dinim that still exist in this carbon that exists from that original Siba. So my kasha was, is Reb Chaim arguing with the Ran right there? Meaning he's bringing as the dinim of the carbon that the key word l'chora l'fi Reb Chaim is are residual, that now would allow me, when I'm pointing to this basa that's mutter, I would say that it's all machmas, that neder. So I was wondering, is Reb Chaim now arguing with the whole lumdus of the Ran that, oh, this is residual? Or do you say that, no, he could agree to the Ran, and he's just saying, that oser of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now ossered up this item would have never existed if I never took my nether in the first place. So there is still a, you know, impression of that original neder that I took, even though it's not a davar anadur right now, right? So I wasn't sure what he meant by the fact that there are certain dinei kedusha that exist because of the sibas ha'isr, because of the neder that I took in the first place. Meaning, is that also going along with what the Ran was saying? Because you could fit that in. You could say, if I never took a neder, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have created those other Yisurim as well, and there is an impression of those Yisurim. That's just an aside. So Reb Chaim... Right, according to the Rashba also, those certain dinim, right, would never have existed as well. The Yisur and the Bailam also, L'chair would never have existed as well if I never started the process, if I never made that neder to begin with. I thought there's a third Mahalach. That's really it's a fairish Iran in Shavuos that I thought is just the most fascinating shot in this suffix, and it's really a sadistic in terms of atfasa.
How does
he
read the first
rite of
Noser?
Yeah. Tashma Noseru Pigal, Va Noseru Pigal Achar Zrikas Damin Hu. So the Gemara wants to know, so that's also like the case of Zivchei Shlom. So what's the kasha? Why is that shver?
Not sure. So how does he speak out?
He's saying that all the Gemaras bring a rai is that Neiser Pigol is a case of Kodshim L'Achar Zrikas Damin. So Kodshim L'Achar Zrikas Damin, you see, and still is considered a davar nader. So why is it still why is it considered davar? It must be Meikar Kamatis. So the Reb Chaim is just explaining why would a person ignore the reality right now and think Meikar Kamatis? So he's just saying because there's a reason why I got here. you know, the sibas hadin of what's residual over here, or what's left over, is the neder that I originally took. So therefore, meaning in general, in a neder, I should just take what the guy said, and I should never. You have to explain why a person is expressing this. Now, I thought this was pashpshat, and I think this Ran is like very sadistic. The Ran says no. The suffix of the Gemara is about hatfasa. When I say zeh kazeh, right, and I say this should be like a baser shlomer, am I speaking about this specific entity, this baser shlomer, and now it's going to be linked in whatever the story that happens and that's going to happen to this other karbon, this other kedusha that's noveya from this item is going to follow suit? Or do I say, no, this happens to be a baser shlamim over here. So I'm now being mesamein, I'm now using that, the general klolius dika shem shlamim, to now apply it to this item as well. And the Ran says, listen to this. The Ran says, included in Rami Bar Chama's suffik, right, would not only be the shaila, but included in his shaila would be, is if the other carbon now has a way of losing its iser and becoming mutter, or change, meaning you could have said the suffik in a different way, says the Ran. But if there's something change and transform from the other iser, that would be the same suffik. Is it zekazen, therefore I have to say it's equivalent and parallel to that same item? And whatever the story, the life story of that item is going to be, that's going to affect my neder as well. Or do I say that, no, this happens to be a shlomim, and therefore, this now, we're going to use that general, meikara kamatzvis, we're going to use that general type of kedusha that exists for this item as well, but it would be a total davar another.
Theoretically, that carbon had zrika done. Now it's mutter, whatever it is. Now it's completely mutter, let's say. So then, we would assume potentially.
Yeah, within the selfie, that's what the Ran's saying. Right. Within Rami Bar Chama's selfie, you would assume maybe this other receiver, right, is it, which is now a totally new yisaidistik hakira within hatfasa. Right. That now this is not an independent kedusha anymore. Yeah. I don't think so. I think Atfasa is really the only case that we have a zekazet, no? I mean, this is the sugya. When you're being matfis with someone else, something else. So the Ran's learning, Rami Bar Chama Safik, is what's the nature of this? Let me get the lashon of the Ran.
Exactly what you just said. This is his suffix. Demand the omer. The ikar sveka b'haytal. Iman the omer ze kaze. Bi ikaro bel vad komatvis. Beloy shirotzo lashvosom. Shehi asheni niter lachar etero shal rishon. El havale ka omer b'shlomim. Ol dilma lashvosom niskavi. Mamisha yisaitis tika machakira. What is hatfoso? What is hatfoso? Is it mamish that you take on the status and the reality of that item? Or is that, no, it's that Bikaroka Natvis, is that I want to look at the history of this item. What halachic reality is this item, you know, associated with? It's a Shlomim, so therefore I'm in the Parsha of Shlomim. A Parsha of Shlomim, Bikaroka Matvis, where the Parsha of Shlomim works Lagabi Nedarim. And the life story of this Neder, or this item, is not going to be dependent on what happens in the future of this item. That's the Shiloh if you hold Bikaroka Matzvus. But if you hold the other side of the Gemara, that it's Mamish Nekazet, it's Beterika Machvis, means in all Dine Atfasa, this is going to take on the life of this item. It's just think of Pele, you learn like the Ran, you're like, he comes out, you're just like, why is Rami Rahama presenting a Suffolk Legabe this? He should present the Suffolk Legabe what the Ran says. Yeah. Okay. So maybe we'll stop here. I don't think next week is going to work out. I just have a few different things. Meet the next time that we'll be able to. We'll probably get into the sugyas of Chalas Aaron and Truma. A lot of geshmakas out from there.